poll is over 15 years old. Can you just talk about the inspiration behind it?
Sure. I think initially it started, I had a roommate in college who was often, he was kind of depressed, and he sometimes had suicidal thoughts, and so I would stay up with him and kind of, you know, just try to talk him down and just, you know, help him get through, you know, his crisis. And one night he was particularly despondent, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, listen, I'm out of ideas here. I don't know what to tell you. I think you should call the campus, you know, mental health hotline. And he did, and it was a really short, terse conversation, and he hung up the phone, and I was like, what happened? And he said, well, they asked me if I had a gun or, you know, to my head or a knife. And I said, no. And they said, we'll call tomorrow. And they hung up on him. And so I think that was like the initial inspiration. And then, you know, I think about a year later, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I kind of had a dream kind of that was much like the play. And I just started writing from there. And I wrote the whole play in one sitting. So it had obviously been kind of gestating inside me for a long time. That's kind of how it happened.
Okay, so what made you want to enter it in this year's Planet Connections Theater Festival?
Well, I've worked with Kelly Johnston before. He produced an earlier version of Hold last year in Queens at the Secret Theater. They had a one-act festival, and that's how we met. And we had a really great time working together, and the production was really strong. And there was only 3 performances, so I think he was kind of looking for another venue. And Planet Connections came up, and we went from there.
Okay, so what was the kind of the theory behind just the one-man show with some of the voiceover? I mean, it's just a really different approach to this kind of a production. This could have easily worked, you know, with some scenery and like more than one person on stage, but it has this kind of chilling kind of timbre to it with the one man on stage. Was that your idea? Was that Kelly's? Like, how did that all come about?
Well, it was a little bit, it was actually not the way it was originally intended to be performed. Kelly had this idea of creating a piece where people could phone in and listen to it kind of like a radio play. And so that people who weren't in attendance could call in and listen to it live. Kelly has some. He works in tech, like he works with the IT, and I think he knows how to set up these kind of systems. But what ended up happening is there were a lot of technical difficulties that kind of came into it, and so he had to kind of at the last minute kind of abandon that approach, and he kind of came up with this new concept, which I think works really well, which is really a really spare single actor and a spotlight, and then working with these recorded voices. And I agree with you. I think it actually was a happy accident, and I think the starkness of it kind of works really well with the script.
Okay, in order to kind of get your message across here, you need a really strong lead actor, and James Latini is nothing short of stellar in his performance. Were you, did you play a part in casting him? How did you think he performed?
Oh, yeah, I agree. He's perfect for this part, and he was in the original Secret Theater production, and, I think Kelly and I both were like, well, we got to hang on to him, because he's just really a phenomenal actor. It's a great piece, because you can see his range. There's definitely moments of comedy, and there's moments of great pathos, and there's kind of everything in between, frustration and dismay. And I think he just he hits all of his marks really well.
Okay, how has the play been received at the festival thus far?
I think it's been received really well. The audiences have been good, and you know, it's one of those plays that it's a little hard to gauge the audience's reaction, because I think it's one of those plays that kind of somewhere in between comedy and tragedy, and I think sometimes people feel a little afraid to laugh. So I think there have been some audiences that, you know, have really kind of been laughing and enjoying it in that way, and then other audiences at the end of the show, there's kind of this chilling silence, you know? I don't know.
Okay, how do you want this play to be looked at, you know, at the end of your career?
I guess that's not something I really think about. Maybe I should. I guess, you know, it's the play that's been produced the most. I think it's received over 8 productions since I wrote it. So I guess, you know, if it continues to be produced after I'm finished with playwriting, that would be tremendous.
Okay, what else are you working on right now that you'd like the people listening to know about?
Let's see. At the end of the month, on the 27th and 28th, Hobo Robo Comedy Festival is coming up, and I have a play called The Last Reader of Books that is going to be a part of that festival. And then, other than that, I'm working on a new full-length play, and I'm revising another full-length. That's kind of keeping me busy right now.
Okay, great. As far as this production holds, if someone's looking through the Planet Connection Theater Festivities, you know, pamphlet, and they're looking for something to see, and they come across Hold, and they see the catchy little, you know, picture with the phone, you know, and the hand, and they're like, oh, this looks interesting. Why should I check this out? What would you tell them?
I think it's something that will appeal to people who like their comedy a little bit on the dark side of things. I also think, you know, it packs a lot of drama in 25 minutes. So, you know, in that way, I think it's a really, a really jam-packed little piece of theater. So, I think those are 2 good reasons.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to say about the performance or the festivity?
I guess I just wanted to thank Kelly, the director, and the cast, James, and the rest of the cast, and the festival itself. It's a great. Great collection of theater, and if you get a chance, there's just a lot of great stuff being put up right now.